Today on our podcast, we're diving into the world of business, exploring everything from Adidas's challenges and leadership changes, AirAsia's CEO's bold online presence, BP's controversial executive compensation amid climate crisis debates, remarkable entrepreneurial strategies in feedburner news, Morrison's financial turmoil and job cuts, Tesla's tumultuous period marked by external threats and internal strategies, to the shocking insolvency of real estate tycoon René Benko, covering a spectrum of intriguing developments, strategic shifts, and controversies across global industries. Moving forward with our discussion, we delve into Adidas's significant recent updates, centered around a tumultuous period marked by a substantial loss and leadership changes. In 2023, Adidas reported a significant loss of $82 million, a downturn attributed to the fallout with Kanye West. This saga has undeniably impacted the brand's foundations. Amidst these challenges, Adidas has welcomed a new era of leadership, appointing Bjørn Gulden as the CEO. With his prior experience at Puma, Gulden has injected a burst of vitality into Adidas, offering strategic insights and leadership seen as crucial for the brand's recovery and growth. Additionally, the CEO has been in the spotlight, addressing a controversial airport photo with Kanye West, also known as Yee. This provided transparency and insight into Adidas's internal challenges and controversies. As Germany's largest sportswear manufacturer, Adidas, under Gulden's leadership, is working diligently to exit crisis mode, stemming from issues related to Kanye West products. The company is preparing to present its 2023 results and outlook for the future, marking a critical time for Adidas as it seeks to navigate out of turmoil towards recovery and future success. We will continue to monitor this story for its significant impact on the sportswear industry. In recent AirAsia developments, CEO Tony Fernandez has sparked a blend of intrigue and controversy with his latest unconventional approach. By posting a topless photo of himself on LinkedIn, Fernandez aimed to showcase AirAsia's flexible and unconventional work culture, a move that, while unexpected, he firmly believes was in line with promoting the company's ethos. Despite the mixed reactions from the public, he has expressed no regrets about the decision, maintaining that the resultant publicity, although not entirely anticipated, served its intended purpose. Furthermore, Fernandez has confidently stated that he does not see the necessity for a social media manager to curate his online presence, supporting his stance that the incident reflects AirAsia's commitment to innovation. In the latest BP news, the energy behemoth BP is under the spotlight for its executive compensation practices, controversial business decisions, and their impact amid growing calls for environmental sustainability and social equity. The company has stirred controversy by awarding its new CEO, Murray Auchincloss, an £8 million pay deal for the year 2023. This decision, representing the lucrative compensation at the corporate apex, coincides with pressing global needs for sustainable energy solutions and fair wealth distribution. Adding to the contentious atmosphere, BP recouped £1.8 million from its ousted CEO, Bernard Looney, juxtaposed against the generous £8 million package for Auchincloss. This move has sparked backlash from environmentalists and anti-fossil fuel campaigners, including Global Witness, criticizing the vast pay disparities and profit-centric motives as misaligned with the urgent climate action and the push for a sustainable, equitable global economy. Highlighting the social implications, the High Pay Center has critiqued the £8 million package amid the UK's escalating fuel poverty crisis. The think tank advocates for a corporate ethos that prioritizes the swift shift to renewable energy, and suggests reallocating resources to tackle societal challenges instead of amplifying executive wealth. Moreover, BP's strategic maneuvering faces scrutiny as the proposed acquisition of NewMed, in collaboration with ANOC, hangs in suspension due to geopolitical tensions, underscoring the complexities of BP's global operations and strategic decision-making in a fraught landscape. These developments place BP and its peers under the microscope in ongoing discussions about corporate accountability, environmental stewardship, and the evolution of energy production and consumption. Keep an eye on this space for further updates on these pivotal issues. In this edition of Feedburner News, we bring you a compelling mix of groundbreaking stories, invaluable tips for entrepreneurs, and the latest happenings in various sectors that are making waves. Firstly, small businesses are revolutionizing the field of innovation by showcasing their capacity to be more agile and pioneering than their larger counterparts. These nimble entities are bypassing the red tape that often ensnares big corporations, proving that David can indeed teach Goliath a few lessons about innovation. In financial news from the European Union, a remarkable oversight at the French Royal Mint has led to the squandering of 1 million euros, drawing attention to the need for diligent oversight and transparency in financial operations. This incident has left many with raised eyebrows and is a clear call for vigilance in the fiscal sphere. For entrepreneurs keen on amplifying their revenue, a breakthrough strategy has emerged, promising to elevate small business earnings by up to 30%. These innovative techniques offer a vital opportunity for business owners to enhance their financial performance and ensure long-term sustainability. Meanwhile, the implementation of bike lanes is demonstrating unexpected benefits for local commerce. Despite initial skepticism, these green corridors are boosting foot traffic to stores and eateries, thereby supporting businesses and promoting environmental sustainability, a true win-win situation. The importance of decisiveness in achieving success is also highlighted, with the advice to avoid getting bogged down by perfectionism. Embracing a philosophy of progress, making committed decisions, and refining along the way is endorsed as a strategy to unlock potential and seize opportunities. In the digital arena, the significance of mastering app monetization and user conversion strategies is underscored. As the app market burgeons, grasping how to engage users effectively and turn them into paying customers is paramount for developers and entrepreneurs. For content creators, the magic formula for generating captivating content involves aligning one's expertise with their objectives and audience's needs. This approach ensures the creation of content that not only resonates with the audience, but also fulfills the creator's goals. Highlighting personal success, we share the story of Grace Ryu, who astonishingly earns over $100,000 a year by working just 40 hours a month. Her success story is a powerful reminder of the effectiveness of intelligent work strategies and the potential to achieve remarkable outcomes. That concludes this roundup of FeedBurner News. Stay with us for more insightful updates, stories, and tips that inspire and inform. Today, we're examining the latest developments from Morrisons, the supermarket giant currently grappling with significant challenges. The company recently revealed a staggering loss of over £1 billion, a situation exacerbated by the skyrocketing debt costs following its takeover in 2021. A pivotal outcome of these financial pressures is the company's drastic workforce reduction, with more than 8,800 jobs cut over the past year. These difficulties are rooted in the debts Morrisons assumed during its acquisition 2 years ago, undermining the company's financial health. Despite these obstacles, Morrisons is committed to overcoming this turbulent period. The supermarket chain is focused on stabilizing its financial status and devising strategies for future growth. This period signifies a critical juncture for Morrisons as it deals with the fallout of its previous financial decisions and embarks on a path towards recovery and rebuilding. We will continue to monitor this story closely, providing you with the latest updates on Morrisons' journey through these challenging times. In recent Tesla news, the electric car and energy giant is navigating tumultuous times, faced with a series of challenges that have put it in the spotlight. A fire at Tesla's power supply near Berlin, suspected by German authorities to involve terrorism, temporarily halted the company's production. This incident, investigated by Germany's top prosecutor, has had significant consequences, leading to a marked drop in Tesla's value. A downturn more severe than losses experienced by major companies like McDonald's, Disney, and Nike. The company's financial landscape has further been complicated by revelations from Arkham Data that both Tesla and its sister company, SpaceX, hold substantial Bitcoin reserves. This situation illuminates CEO Elon Musk's significant investment in cryptocurrencies amidst a backdrop of complex interests at the Grünheide site in East Brandenburg, and shifts in China's relationship with Tesla, which have reportedly taken a negative turn. Moreover, Elon Musk has come under the spotlight for disparate reasons, from criticizing Mackenzie Scott's philanthropy to facing a legal challenge where a judge ruled against his $55 billion compensation package. Despite this ruling's drama, its impact on executive pay across the board is deemed minimal, underscoring the uniqueness of Musk's position. The attack on Tesla's power supply has been attributed to leftist extremists, according to the Bundesanwaltschaft, Germany's federal prosecutor's office, sparking discussions and varying opinions globally, including in India's vibrant market. Despite the turmoil, Musk displayed resilience and commitment to the company by personally visiting the Grünheide factory as operations resumed post-power outage, emphasizing his hands-on leadership in crisis. This visit also underscores his broader approach to blending business with personal and philanthropic interests, showcasing an intertwined strategy of entrepreneurial and charitable endeavors. Amidst these developments, Tesla's market position remains a focal point of analysis, as financial analysts and investors weigh the impact of recent setbacks against Musk's broader financial strategies, including his notable cryptocurrency bets. In sum, Tesla's journey through operational challenges, market fluctuations, and Elon Musk's distinctive approach to leadership and philanthropy continues to captivate the attention of media, investors, and technology enthusiasts worldwide. In a significant development that has captivated the business community, Austrian entrepreneur René Benko, renowned for his substantial contributions to the real estate and retail sectors, has filed for insolvency. This move marks a remarkable downturn in Benko's career, following a series of bankruptcies within his company Signa, and underscores a severe decline in his wealth over recent years. This insolvency not only highlights the financial troubles engulfing his empire, Signa Gruppe, but also raises questions about the future of his extensive portfolio. One of the most notable impacts of Benko's insolvency is on the Elbe Tower project in Hamburg's Hafen City, a prime development that has seen its sale process come to a halt amid the broader financial distress within the Signa Group. The paused construction of the Elbe Tower exemplifies the significant repercussions of Benko's financial difficulties on his business ventures. The situation is further complicated by ongoing investigations into potential abuses of power involving the conservative party OVP in Austria and allegations of money laundering within the Signa Group. These legal challenges contribute to a growing concern about potential criminal activities within Benko's conglomerate. This series of unfortunate events represents a dramatic shift for René Benko, transitioning from a celebrated entrepreneur to a figure grappling with personal insolvency, legal, and financial challenges. It serves as a stark reminder of the volatile nature of the real estate and retail sectors and illustrates how quickly fortunes can turn in the business world. Thanks for tuning in, everyone, and don't forget to catch our next weekly business episode for more insights and inspiration.